Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that personal spending, a broad measure of consumer outlays on items ranging from refrigerators to health care, rose 0.2% in September, that from a month earlier. Personal income rose 0.5% in September. September was the third consecutive month that income gains outpaced spending. China's exports put in a stronger-than-expected performance in October. Exports in October in China were up 5.6% from a year earlier, after registering a 0.3% fall in September. Imports to China also showed strength in October, up 7.6% from a year earlier. But the strong exports figure led to a widening of China's mammoth trade surplus, which more than doubled to $31.1 billion in October from $15.2 billion the previous month. McDonald Corporation's global same-store sales grew 0.5% in October, with the results in the U.S. and Europe offsetting weakness in Asia. The company continues to struggle with a soft global economy that has caused consumers to pull back on restaurant spending. In Europe, same store sales, were up 0.8%, reflecting positive performance in the United Kingdom, France, and Russia. In the U.S., same store sales edged up just 0.2%. The Asia Pacific, Middle East, and Africa region posted 2.8% lower same store sales, primarily due to weaker results in Japan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,623. It's up almost 30 points. The NASDAQ, 3877, up 20.5. The S&P 500 is 1751. It's up 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A better several-day period of harvest potential lies ahead across the Midwest. We're expecting to see a rather restricted amount of precipitation during the next full week, and the odds are fairly good the temperatures will be rather chilly, though, and the cold air will likely slow drying rates across the region. Certainly, harvest progress will advance during this period of time, certainly more favorably in those no-till fields, but there will be certainly progress made, I believe. The weather conditions will be like this. We expect to see a little bit of light precipitation occurring across the northern portions of the Midwest here today and tomorrow. Most of this precipitation will be focused on the region from the eastern portions of North Dakota through Minnesota and on over all the way to Michigan. And we'll likely see most of this precipitation occur as rain with a little bit of snow possible, especially close to the Canada border. Moisture totals will be light, though, just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 1/15 of an inch occurring most often. There may be a couple of locations that get upwards to 1/4 inch. This disturbance, though, will not extend any further to the south, so most of the lower portions of the Midwest will be left dry, along with the Delta in the southeastern states and a fair amount of the U.S. Central and Southern Plains. As we move on out into the early part of next week, a surge of cold air will work its way southward through the heart of the Midwest. This cold air mass will likely debut in the northwestern parts of the region Sunday into Monday. And for the lower parts of the eastern Midwest, it will probably occur Monday night into Tuesday. We expect this to occur as a very light precipitation. When it does arrive, we'll likely see most of it occur as light snow or snow flurry activity. There may be a little bit of rain showers or drizzle occurring just before the coldest air settles into the region. But this cold air mass means business. We'll likely see those temperatures fall rather notably, probably dropping down to teens and 20s for low temperatures as we get into the middle part of next week, and we'll expect the high temperatures on those colder days to probably not get much above the 20s and 30s across portions of the region. It'll be some 40s in the southern parts of the region. Now, the coldest air is only going to occur briefly, though, for a quick couple of days, and then we'll start to moderate those temperatures somewhat. Those temperatures will probably begin to return to a more normal range as we get into the latter part of next week, but certainly the coolest days will be from late Monday afternoon in the northwestern parts of the region into probably Tuesday and Wednesday for the lower portions of the eastern belt. Now, those 20 and 30 degree highs will be mostly confined to the northwestern half of the region. The eastern portions of the belt will see some upper 30 and 40 degree readings during the colder days. The low temperatures at night will slip into the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the Midwest during the colder period. The upper portions of the region will actually drop very near zero, if not below 0 degrees, in some locations in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Most of those lows in the northwestern Corn Belt will be in the positive single-digit readings and teens for the most part, and it looks like Tuesday morning will be the coldest. Once we get to the end of next week, the high-pressure system responsible for the cold air will begin to pull out of the region, and as it does, the stage will become set for a little better potential for some more rain to move through the region, but the earliest occurrence of significant precipitation for the region may hold off until the 17th or 18th of this month. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 713 and a half, up one, now one and a quarter. Soft December, 653 and a quarter, up a quarter. December corn, 420, down a half. July, 446 and a quarter, down a half. November beans, 1282, up three and a quarter. January, 1269 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. July, at 1232 and three quarters, up two and a half. December soybean meal, 405. 20, now 30, up 150. December soybean oil at 40.59, down 15. A quick programming note, today is a crop production and WASDE report today. We will have special coverage of both those reports after they are released. That will be at 12.39 this afternoon. And we will talk with Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics about the aftermath of those report releases. Joining us on the phone now, though, to talk about the reports and all things agricultural markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
It is report today, and boy, are we bared up to really look at that corn market and think that ending stocks are going to be awful big today.
Yeah, a couple of things, really wild cards in this report day. I think one is the fact that we've got, you know, no October report, and the USDA's, you know, got a different process that they have to go through, so there's a little bit more uncertainty as far as, you know, how wide a range they could come up with here. The other is, and I think this is important as we go in this report, as you said, we're pretty bared up, and as of last night, our estimate was that the funds or the managed funds are about 262,000 contracts short on corn.
Would that be a record number or close to it?
I think it's a record number if it's correct. Of course, we get the official one, you know, once a week, and then we estimate, you know, through the week from there. So I don't know that that's an official record, but yeah, it would be a record short. So you know, how that reacts, and if you think about it, you know, even the people that put on short positions Wednesday, you know, have profits in them here. So, you know, when they decide to take those profits, and if we do get a bearish reaction to the report, how the funds react to that, I think will be important.
So what kind of numbers would result in a muted reaction as opposed to a volatile action today?
Well, I'm not sure, Dave. I think we could have some reaction regardless of where we come in here. But as far as corn goes, I've been using the number 160 on the yield. I think if you get above that, it's probably higher than expected, and it's probably considered bearish on the yield. If you get below that, I think it's probably less than expected, and you know, I think our average, official average guess is somewhere in the 159 area.
A lot of moving parts, including the WASD side and what they do with exports and livestock, which have picked up in recent days.
Right.
Do you think we ought to look at the ending stock number first to try to gauge where the market might go today?
I think that's the key number. whether we look at that first or not, I'm not sure that I can say that for the whole trade. I think as the numbers come out, you see some pretty big reactions sometimes. So I expect some volatility right around the crop report. But within 15, 20 minutes, I think we'll be settled in, kind of know. I think that's the number that really matters in the long run, yes.
And so then beginning immediately following, we really start turning to the demand side of the equation between now and the end of the year, don't we?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've finally gotten our corn globally to be competitive, you know, from the standpoint of competing with the rest of the world and price-wise. And I think, you know, we've seen the reaction to that with some export, good export sales here in the last few weeks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. We'll see what happens at 11.
Yes, we will. Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn at 419 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, 445 and three quarters, down one. November soybeans are 1282, up three and a quarter. January, 1271 and a half, up five. July is 1234. They're up three and now 1233 and a half, and they're up three and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.